from Soccer Central, our man and yours, Mr. James Sharman. Sharman, how are you, sir?
Well, he's over with, so I'm pretty happy, thanks.
Yeah. Great piece how you wrote that Euro 2016 was clunky. It's a really nice way of saying it was fairly boring this year.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a great tournament, you know. I mean, there were some good moments. There's a bit of drama, and there were some great quality goals, but not many goals. 2.12 per game was one of the lowest in tournament history. It was very tactical. Very negative, very defensive. There wasn't one great game. There wasn't one classic game. There was a couple of good ones. I mean, listen, Hungary, Portugal, that crazy 3-3 was fun. But, you know, most tournaments need that defining match, and that didn't happen. It was as simple as that. There were some pretty pedestrian efforts out there. And I think for those average fans or fans looking to get into the game, if they were ushered into the sport by this tournament, they're probably sticking with hockey because that wasn't much fun.
I guess the obvious, like if you were looking for a reason as to why it was so lousy, James, you would say, well, I mean, 24 teams, first time ever in this tournament. That's got to be why. Was it like necessarily because you mentioned that Hungary game? That game's not happening if this tournament's not 24 teams deep. Is it too simple to say it's because there's too many teams in this tournament now?
It isn't just that. I think that's part of it. I really do. I mean, I don't like to.
Well, it's watered down, you mean?
Yeah, it's watered down. And I think even though some of those teams, those smaller nations, which 24 teams were designed to accommodate, actually did quite well, had some good experiences, I think it did just show that, you know, if you're a smaller team against a bigger team, if you do play a certain brand of soccer, you can make it very difficult for those big teams. So you saw defensive football winning out, really. But it's not going to change, right? 24 teams this year, it'll be 24 teams in 4 years' time, probably 32 teams 4 years after that. The World Cup's going to 40 teams. So this isn't changing. It's just, I think, international soccer, it's what it is, it's what it's become. It's been kind of teetering here for a while, and there's been some pretty bad tournaments over the past as well, but they're often remembered by one great moment, some incredible drama and passion by a team. And you kind of forget about, well, actually, it wasn't a great tournament. But this tournament didn't really provide that moment, I don't think, which is why it just seems a little bit disappointing.
Now, if they take the World Cup to 130 teams, would Canada have a shot?
Well, there'd be a shot. Definitely. They could sneak in there.
Listen, let me ask you something, James. Portugal won yesterday. Good for them. They won in extras. It's funny because I literally watched, and I'd be lying if I said I watched a lot of this. I watched from minute 102 to about minute 111, and in that time frame,
that's
they scored.
Smart.
They scored. I'm not even joking, and I did it because I was getting changed, getting ready to have dinner, and I was watching the game going.
You watched it naked,
basically half nude. Yeah, but I'm watching thinking to myself, wow. I don't know who that guy is that just scored, and I wasn't the only one, but I didn't see Ronaldo. He was injured early. So it really was a pretty magic moment, you know, for the country of Portugal. No matter the quality or brand of soccer that you watched, wonderful for the country and wonderful for the fans.
And that's a great point. I mean, the bottom line is we can criticize the quality of the tournament, but if you're a Portuguese fan, you don't care. I mean, they did what they had to do to win this thing. And, yeah, they played some negative soccer, and Ronaldo wasn't at his best, but who cares? You know, they defined what they were early in this tournament, and that was a team that would grind out results, and they stuck with that, and they didn't apologize for it. So I say good for them, and it's a great story to see Ronaldo finally get that big international trophy. And of all players to score the winner, Adair, and I mentioned yesterday on Twitter, that was the first good touch I've ever seen Adair make in his entire career. Right? he is not a very good striker. He's what's known as a non-goal-scoring striker, which
that's,
kind of
speaks seems,
for itself, right?
Yeah, counterintuitive. It's not great.
But listen, hey, you know, he got it done. It was actually a really nice goal. And in the end, I mean, France were very disappointing in that match. There were some chances here and there, but overall it was a forgettable final, unless you're Portuguese, in which case, who cares? You know, you could say they are deserving champions because they decided, okay, the way to do this is to play this style, and they were the best at it. You know, they're the best at playing negative, boring soccer. And in the end, it panned out, and they're still partying in the streets.
How many tweets are you going to get from Portugal fans saying, whoa, 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 negative, boring soccer? How dare? Because I already got one from someone saying, how dare you rip on CR7? I was not even aware that's what Cristiano Ronaldo is called, CR7. How dare you rip on CR7? How dare you say that about how dare you question the magic spray that was used on his knee that didn't work? How dare you?
Yeah. I've had my issues at many times over the years with Portuguese fans. They're extremely passionate. They are. Mm-hmm. And I really respect that. But yeah, I'm sure my timeline is going to be filled up pretty good.
It's going to be.
People saying, yeah, well, where's he?
Yeah,
I know. I'm well aware of that, you know. So
I love that argument too that you get from soccer fans, where you go, hey, listen, Portugal plays a boring, negative soccer. Oh yeah, what happened to England? Well, you out boringed us, I guess.
Exactly. It's sport, though, right? I mean, yeah. I don't mind that. But yeah, listen, good for them, and I am happy for them. Statistics Zero, Brendan Dunlop, you know, Sportsnet alumni here. They're extremely happy indeed. They're good weekends, and perhaps soccer didn't succeed this weekend necessarily with new fans, but. That team's been at it for a long time. They've reached semi-finals at numerous tournaments. They've always come a bit short. 2004, of course, at home, they lost to Greece, who did the exact same thing, and they beat them at home in the final. So, you know, their nation deserves this championship, but it probably is Portugal. I don't think it's the beginning of a dynasty by any stretch, but that's not important. Ronaldo got his trophy, and I'm not sure if it redefines his legacy.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
He does.
I mean, he told us he deserved it, so... Good for him.
People criticize him, you know, but I tell you what, even me, who's a cold-hearted, you are.
Oh, 100%. I can vouch for that.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person. In that first half, when he went down, man, and he was on the ground grimacing and crying, you had to feel for him a little bit. That was his occasion, his moment, and he does his knee in the first half. But he tried to soldier on and muscle through it, but obviously that wasn't going to happen. And he was actually a really great cheerleader on the sidelines. Some great video of him supporting his team. So, My respect for Ronaldo actually grew quite a bit in that game, despite him only playing 22 minutes or so.
Despite him being stretchered off and then coming back standing up, despite that
listen,
one?
It is soccer, right?
I guess so.
I know. It's not great, but that's part of the game.
Sharms, thanks for doing this. You have a wonderful day. Great work through the Euro, you and your entire crew. Wonderful stuff. You guys made it really easy to understand for people like me. And your passion is always is absolutely transparent. And appreciate you taking time with us. I know it's busy. I know your life's busy. You got family. You got all kinds of stuff. So thanks for doing this for the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Go West Ham, and hopefully Spurs fail again.
Stop that.
I'm a Leicester guy now. I'm a Leicester guy.
Shut up, James.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm a Leicester guy.
Come off.
Talk to you soon.
See ya.